Good afternoon. I'm so happy that I can see you again since yesterday. Just like you saw the video, after True Father went to Hatay Songhua, we're going to talk about how its life is changing currently at the moment, the Providence. If I had enough time, I would have continued actually the story about the Messiah, the life of true Messiah, as well as why it is that our True Father has been sent by God. But this is what I should be talking about actually, but there's no time. So because the current providence is the most important, I will talk about the completion of Restoration and Foundation Day today. Yeah. So there's no time. I can't do. And I saw the questions of yesterday, and because many of the questions actually will be answered by tomorrow, I'm sure that you guys will probably find your answers in the lectures of tomorrow. So today I'm going to speak about completion of Restoration and Foundation Day. So we are coming close to the Foundation Day. What is the Foundation Day? This is a very important point. If you look at True Father's speeches, in 2011, on the 24th of April, he spoke about the Foundation Day. And again, on 2012, on the March 22nd, that was during the proclamation of final completion and perfect cosmic assembly for the settlement of true parents, he spoke again about it. And also on the proclamation of perfection of total unity sphere of true parents in oneness, that was in 2012, on the 5th, he spoke again about the Foundation Day. So the Foundation Day, the first thing about it is about returning to the position before the commandment of do not eat. So it was like when God actually created Adam and Eve, and he gave them the word and said, these are the two trees, and you don't have to eat. So it is before that time, actually, before the time of the commandment. So then once we returning means to return to the position before the fall and being grafted thereunto. Thirdly, it's a place where you are in a position where of self-awareness, where you can only hear God's sound, which means that you're not going to be able to hear anything else, but just that is the time when God is actually talking straight into you, actually. Fourthly, it is the position where the Songhua, ceremony of birth, marriage, and death take place. So on the 14th of October 2011, he said the completion of restoration has been completed. So I will show you a chart now to explain you what that means. So what's the Foundation Day? So then this is Adam and Eve when they were born at age 0 till age 16. From 0 to 14, Adam and Eve, they had no trace of problems. Then it was the time. So they could only hear God's word at that time. There was a time when even Lucifer was not, they did not hear anything from Lucifer. They are not listening to him. But then Adam and Eve. So after they got tempted by Lucifer, from 14 to 16, between that time they were tempted. And that was like a 2-year period. And then the Adam and Eve, who actually always used to listen just to God, or who were in direct lineage, could directly listen from God. After that, they started listening from Lucifer as well, obeying. So then they had like two things. They were divided in from 14 years old, between 14 and 16. That's when God gave the commandment then. At 14, he said, that's don't eat. So that was before the position before the fall. So it is a time when they were actually tempted. But Foundation Day is not the returning to the position between 14 and 16. But it is the returning to the position between before 14, which is when they were just in the position of listening just to God. They were just listening to God. And then they didn't have any thought of others, or they didn't have any fallen human beings. About themselves. They were aware of others more. So returning back to that position, this is what True Father says. So in history, so that will be the first time in history for us to go back to the original position of Adam and Eve at the birth. So if I have to explain a bit more in detail, if you look, this is the birth of Adam and Eve, then this is the commandment of the fruit, and this is after the fall. So if we look at it towards age, between 1 to 14, 14 to 16, and after 16. So in for the responsibility they had, between up to 14, their mission was to complete the three great blessings. So they had to just grow and take care of the creation and complete the three great blessings. So of course they were they were going towards these stages. But between 14 and 16, they got the temptation of Lucifer. They got the commandment, from God because of Lucifer: do not eat the fruit. But Adam and Eve, they got tempted, and Lucifer succeeded. So then, of course, they were in a position now of waiting for a Messiah for them. At that time, if we look at the voice they heard, before up to 14 years, they were only listening to God's voice. But from 14 to 16, they were listening to God's voice. They were also listening to the archangel's voice at the same time. So this was the kind of position they were in. And after 16, they were just listening to the archangel's voice. They could not hear anymore God's words directly. So Adam and Eve became this kind of people. And from the fourth point, it's about if we look at it towards the original sin, the awareness of original sin. Before up to 14, they were aware of others. But then after 14, they were aware of others, and then they also had self-awareness, thinking about themselves. So they can hear God, they can also hear Satan. So they were kind of this is when there was a kind of war between both of their minds. And then after the fall, after 16, they were only listening to Archangel. And then that's how the fall came about. This is a very important thing to see. So of course, the time before, the position up to 14, it's a time when they were one with God. And then between 14 to 16, That's when good and evil were mixed in them, because they were also listening to Satan. So between this time, between 14 and 16, you can see that as we are actually in that position at the moment, as blessed families. We heard, because we know the divine principle and we heard it, that means we know the word of God. But we also, but because we're born in the satanic world, we also have the fallen natures of the satanic side. So basically, we are still divided in these two minds. So of course, the outside world, you can see them as Adam and Eve after the fall. That's how they're living. So actually, us now, the blessed central family, we are in this middle position of between 14 and 16. So then, for us, we have to return to that position. That is the foundation day, returning to that position, returning to the position before the commandment. So if we look at the life standard, there was only one tradition, one lineage, and one resemblance just before up to 14 years old. But then after the 14 years old, between 14 and 16, they also had the satanic tradition as well as God's tradition. There was both in their minds. So after the fall, then they started following more the satanic tradition. So looking at the providence of restoration, it was a providence of ideal of creation at that time. But between 14 and 16, it became the providence of restoration. Why? Because they were shaky, their faith were shaking, they were being tempted. But after that, after 16, it became the providence of salvation. So if we, of course, they need to wait for the Messiah and then be have the salvation. So if we look at it to the completion of restoration, between 14 years old, there was the position, they were in the position of awareness of others, and during 14 and 16, they had to eliminate self-awareness. That was what they had to do, because they were becoming egoistic and they had all this kind of problems coming to them. And after the fall, it was to eliminate the original sin. That was what they had. Let's look at the deaths. So before 14, they would have just gone through the Songhua ceremony, because they were people that did not have any trace of fallen nature. But between 14 and 16, it was Sunhua. And for the people outside, for example, it's funeral. Because after 16, after the fall, it became funeral. Why is it Songhua ceremony? You understand now why it is Songhua ceremony for True Father.
Understand?
Yeah. So now, our current position, you can see between our true parents are in the position of Adam and Eve before the commandment, which is between 1 to 14. They are in. This is the position of our true parents at the moment. And the blessed families, are in the position of Adam and Eve between the age of 14 and 16, when they had both minds. And the fallen, the outside world is in the fallen human beings are after 16. Do you understand that? So during the, so basically the foundation day is going back to this position before the commandment, between 1 to 14. So our life, so you have to understand clearly how our life needs to change from now on. So in 2012, March 22nd, there was a proclamation of the final completion and perfection of cosmic assembly for the settlement of true parents in heaven and earth, and for the proclamation of God's words by substantial self. At that time, True Father had fought with Satan, and he spoke. He said that due to the fall, the internal and external God have been divided. But because we are in the position of completing the restoration in the everything, and because we are in the position of a completion of restoration before the commandment to not eat. So because our true parents could go back to that position of Adam and Eve before the commandment, it is possible for us as well. So then God has recovered his authority as a creator. So true parents and the blessing of God, the absolute owner, will be with us. That's what he said. What does that mean? It means Adam and Eve, and after they had fallen, so it means that basically Adam and Eve has been restored. Our true parents have been able to be returned to the position of Adam and Eve before the commandment and before the fall. So once they, because they have grown in that position, because they could go back to that position, then it means they have completed the restoration and completely. And the 2012, during this proclamation as well, he also spoke about the Cain and Abel world, and he said, we have to proclaim the foundation of internal Abel women in the end foundation. And he said, Adam and Eve needs to become one. And once they've accomplished the completed perfection of unity in oneness, because they have accomplished it completely, then we can as well come to it. So again, at the moment, Cain and Abel words have been divided. Then here, for example, the Cain is Kukjinim, and then Abel is Hyunjinim. So Cain and Abel, in this, for the first time, in the one family, the Cain Kukjinim and Abel Hyunjinim, as model, they could be able to, as a model, they were able to be united. Adam and Eve, true parents have been able to return back to the position of Adam and Eve before the commandment, and then also Cain and Abel, symbolically through Kukjinim and Hyunjinim, have been reunited. So, for example, the true parents' safe arrival and settlement are eternal, he said. So that's why he was very happy on that day. So the United Nations, there will be Cain UN, Abel UN, Women UN, and Parents UN. That's how it will start. That's how it will be divided. It will continue. And if I show you what I spoke yesterday, for example, you can see that's God. And then he created Adam and Eve. And because Eve fell first, Eve has to go through restoration, and which means she has to go the reverse course and refine her own position. So Eve, how should she have done this? What's the opposite reverse course? That means cutting ties with Satan. Please press next all the time now. This slide, you know. So then, of course, she cannot go to Adam, and she cannot go to Adam directly. She has to go to God. And once she goes to God, she takes because she gets the word again. she can be able to teach Cain. Yeah? And once she teach Cain, Cain will be able to grow from the to the through the different levels, starting from seventh of seven adopted child. So that's how he grows from different levels. So Abel and Cain become one. And then if once the restoration of eldership son happens, then Eve as well can be able to do mother-son cooperation. So she takes Cain and Abel, goes to Adam, together with her two children. And in Adam's family, that will be the correct process for her to be able to be restored. So because the Cain is actually the whole humanity in this chart, she first has to restore Cain. So Cain here is United Nation. Because Adam is all the world, Cain is the United Nation. And what's the next step? Abel United Nation. So she has to make that. And what would be the next? So once these two become one, Eve and Abel become one, Cain and Abel become one centered on Eve, and this Eve will become like a perfected real Eve, and she will become the head of Abel Women's UN. And after that, she can now take the Cain and Abel, and then she can go to Adam, which means that that'll be the parent UN.
Understand?
Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because UN is an organization. It is a world organization. A world organization. So of course, for Adam's family to be restored, it's actually the whole humanity, and it's only the United Nations actually that can help restore this whole humanity once they've been restored. So Cain UN, Abel UN, and then Abel Women's UN, together with the Adam, which means will be parents UN. So United Nation is actually because the providence of the UN actually is growing up, becoming bigger to be able to restore the whole humanity. So first of all, once this parents UN becomes comes about, then it becomes an organization where Chonigo can happen. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And let's go next. Just go. Oh. So it's okay?
Yes.
Sorry. Being sorry. So you have to understand the concept of heavenly nation. So God's nation is not something that will happen in one day. There has the Cain UN, Abel UN, and then the mother-son relationship, mother-son cooperation will create the Women UN, and Eve and Adam become one, then it becomes the parents UN. So this is the kind of steps that has to happen so that the heavenly nation can happen, and we can have a Chonigo. So this God's nation, internally, we can actually separate it in both in internal and external, and I'm going to give you the meanings of both. So internally, it's religiously. So we call it Chon Ilguk. And then externally, it's political. So we call it Nation of Fourth Israel. So then there are two countries. So two meanings, sorry. There's internal, and then that which is Chon Ilguk. External, which is the Nation of Fourth Israel. So this is political, yeah? So the internal, let's not try and understand what the internal means. Internally, God made Chon Ilguk. That would be the position of Foundation Day, which is when the position before the concept of even the commandment. So it's beginning of substantial Chon Ilguk. So Chon Ilguk, so it's the era of subjective autonomous nation. That's what True Father said. So it is actually us as human beings, as direct children of God, who has not actually even received the commandment and never been tainted by the fall. So the next thing will be a day of unity, of New Year's Day. That's towards God's original ideal. So here, again, that will be like Adam and Eve completed at full completion without from when they were born without ever having been tainted by the fall. So this is what the Foundation Day is. So then it's the beginning. So there's a meaning of the beginning of Chon Ilguk. And then for us, so for Chon Ilguk to actually happen, we have to get to the day of unity of New Year's Day. Which that means the whole world has to be restored. Do you understand? I don't know if you're understanding it a bit theoretically, but logically, but understand. In reality, I'm sure this is completely difficult because we have actually skipped everything from most lectures and we've come to present. So of course, if we had listened actually from the beginning, and then all the different stages of things, how things happen, then it would be much easier to understand this lecture today. But we don't have time, so we can't do much about that. So next. So the internal meaning of Chon Ilguk is a foundation. So that's the unification of heaven and earth and peace. This is how it will happen. How will it happen actually? It will happen through these three stages. Let me explain you. So first thing, during the Foundation Day, I know you guys have to understand this, so I'm going to try and explain it well. So, for this to happen, firstly, God's holy wedding has got to happen. So, once a God's holy wedding happens, it will happen on the 13th of January 2013. At that time, it will be like God actually getting his first marriage ever. So from on that day, the first thing we should do, we of course, it will be holy wedding of God. So it's a complete Adam, completed Adam, completed Eve, becoming true parents, and then God using their body, becoming one with them, and God uses their body and become one with them, and actually gets married. That's the kind of day. So, of course, it's God's holy wedding. Secondly, it's a blessed family. It's a ceremony where the blessed family will can change. So then, we are actually, as blessed family, being blessed as a children, direct children of God. So it's not because... So once we get blessed, it doesn't mean we are directly children of God. We are at that position. We are actually starting from that position on that day. So us, as blessed family, firstly, for us to be able to be registered as a... So for us to be able to be registered, we have to leave the Cain world. And secondly, so of course during the holy wedding registration through God's blessing, we'll be at the completion level. That means we are actually being blessed as children of God at that time. Thirdly, on that same day, it is the God's coronation ceremony as well, which means it's the beginning of the era where God can actually have again direct dominion over us. So these are the three things that will happen actually on Foundation Day, which is the 13th of January 2013. So first, God's blessing, God's holy wedding. So then true parents and God, and God, holy blessing. Then us, a ceremony for us to be able to go back to as to be registered as children of God. And then, firstly ever in history, the God coming as a direct dominion. So then God again, first ever in history, again, being able, we proclaim Him through God having direct dominion over the humankind. These are the three things that will happen on Foundation Day.
Understand?
Yes. True Father, the stages of Holy Wedding for True Father, there were three stages. The first, the Holy Wedding in 1960, was True Parents' Holy Wedding with Han Hak Chan. And then together as true parents, they had the holy wedding, and that was their marriage holy wedding. Second level was in 2003 on the 6th of January. But after he succeeded on the basis of his victories, he became the cosmic parents, which is the parent of heaven and parent on earth. So he got a second wedding, which is holy wedding of as a cosmic parent of heaven and earth. And thirdly, from 2009 to 2012, it was the holy wedding of true parents of heaven and earth and humankind. So that means they were completed as Adam and Eve, and they had become Adam and they had become completed Adam and Eve, and God entered into them, which is substantially here on earth. And so then it means a God of night and God of day come together, and they have the first holy wedding ever. So tomorrow I'm going to explain about God of day and God of night. Do you understand this? Then that will be difficult for those who are hearing this for the first time, especially who haven't heard the Father's life. But I can't do much about it, can we? I left a video, so anything that you don't understand, you can. I have actually made when I was in Philippines, I made a detailed explanation for 2 to 3 days. I've already given the copy, so of course, what you don't understand here today, just watch the video. So, because I'm going to be skipping things. There's no time for question at the moment, sorry. So during this third holy wedding and completion stage, it's God's blessing, and it's internally, it's a separation of internal and external wedding. I'll explain it more in the next slides. So then we have again, if we look at these three levels, these three stages, in 1960, it was the first holy wedding, the formation stage. At that time, they got wed as true parents. So first, true father met true mother, Han Hak Cha, and then true father was in the position of true father. He was like God's substantial self and the representative of God. Because, why is that? Because he's actually the chosen son of God, the Messiah. So then true mother, she was one of the ladies on the earth, one of the chosen ladies, and then because she had to be completed, true father had to actually help her create, had to help her grow. So that means she has to remove all her fallen natures. So then true father and true mother, this is how the vertically, so vertically the relationship, that's how they had to live. Why? Because Eve was in the position of fallen Eve, true mother was in the position of fallen Eve, and for her to be able to get onto the position of a true father, she had to grow. So then she started from a vertical relationship, which means that she even had to bow to true father. That was true mother's situation at the time. And then true mother's way, she had to walk the path of unity with true father, and then learn to walk that path until she can be completed and become to the level of true father. That was true mother. Next. So then the second wedding in 2003, it was after they were successful as true parents. So then this was the cosmic. So they were as parents of heaven and earth. And at that time, true father was still God's representative and substantial self, because he was the chosen son of God. So we can see that way. And then true mother, of course, she had already gone through so many stages, and she was already kind of recreating herself. From 1991, for example, she went up to the level where she could be sitting, for example, next to, she was in the position close to true father. And then later in 1999, she was equal to true father. And then in 2002, she was in the same position again. So it was, she grew up, the different. See the 8 levels we studied yesterday? She grew those stages. So it was as a daughter, as a sister, as a small sister, as a younger sister. Then after, she had to go to the level of a wife. Then she had to go to the level of a mother, grandmother, then queen. Then she had to become the one with God, and then after that, the wife of God. These are the 8 stages that true mother has actually gone through. Again, there is more explanation of that in the lectures before. Please watch the videos. So true mother and true father, so because they became one, and then as a true mother was getting victorious, and she did not even have to bow. She went to up to the level where she didn't have to even bow a true father anymore. So then of course true mother's core started changing as well. She was, because she was already becoming one with God, and then she had grown up to the level just like true father, and she started going the path of becoming God's substantial self as a woman. And the third holy wedding was true parents of heaven and earth and humankind. So that means they are true parents of heaven, earth, humankind. They have actually helped to, they've become one with cosmos. So God actually becomes one with true parents, and then the God gets married. And this is a third blessing. Holy wedding, sorry. A true father's position at that time was still, of course, God's representative and substantial self. But at this time now, true mother is also God's representative and substantial self at this time. So you can see true father and true mother are exactly at the same position. And then next, it was true father and true mother. They become independent self representing God's voice and united. So then father is also a substantial self of God, and true mother is also a substantial self of God. So then just so they are in the position of before God getting married, but substantial in each of them. Next, then God, true father, true mother become united as an, they become united as an entity of origin. So again, God is inside true father, is also inside true mother. So then God is also in true father, in true mother. They've become so united that you can't even really see the difference between them. And then God of night, and then God of day. So God and night and God of day become one. So God of night here is true father. And then God of day is true mother. You can see that way. The God of night and day is their union. This is the kind of, that's how you can see it. So looking at it in a chart, look very carefully at this chart. Firstly, we had God, Adam, true father, God and true father becoming one. You can see that's number one. Then after that, you had Adam becoming one with the Eve after they meet. So that's becoming one. So that's the second step. You can see that. So that's exactly a vertical relationship. You can see that as well. And then the third level is God, Adam, true father, Eve, true mother, all completely becoming one. The three becoming one. That's the third one. Do you understand? This supposition is a true parents' holy wedding. That's when it started. So there was also the first holy wedding at that time. Then the next holy wedding was cosmic parent of holy. The cosmic parent holy wedding. Let's see how they succeeded. So from the vertical position, it was Eve now. Eve grew to the level of Adam, which is true father. And then, of course, Adam and Eve become one, and then God as well. This is cosmic parent of Adam This is the holy wedding. That's the second holy wedding chart there.
Understand?
Do you understand that chart?
Yeah.
Then the third holy wedding is God. We're centered on God, Adam. Already becoming one completely with God. Then Eve as well. Also directly completely one with God. And then they've united as three. And they become one body. So then, so this is exactly God actually that is inside both of their bodies at the same time, united. So that's what we call have parents of heaven and earth in humankind.
Understand?
Do you understand? The three. That's it. Next. So, but I told you internal. Now, internal Chonilguk. Of course, that was about the religion. Let me talk about the external, the nation of fourth Israel, which is actually political. That's political. So, of course, first, normally Chonilguk has to be. It has to come about through the religions for being united. So the, what did we say was the foundation day? It's the position of us before going back to the being the position before even the commandment up to the Yesh 14, yeah? So at that position, Chonilguk happening from that position. So then all the religions unite at that position. What's the next stage? It is the step of creating actually the substantial country of God. So this political country, this substantial country of God is centered on UPF. So Cain UN, Abel UN, Women's UN, Parents UN, these stages, the providence of these four UN becoming one, and that's UPF.
Understand?
Do you understand? So UPF actually is going to be able to, is the one that's helping to make this to happen.
Understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
So centered on the UPF, we can the country of God can happen externally. But internally, it will be religiously, Chonilguk, and then externally, it's actually us making a nation.
Understand?
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So what's the result of this? Even I told you before. So in 2003, he proclaimed the end of the era of indemnity and the beginning of the providence of ideal creation. At that time, there was the foundation of Interreligious and International Peace Council, IIPC, that was created. Then after that, he created UPF. And this UPF is a organization that will help create the united, that will help create the country of God with the United Nations. So of course there was the Cain UN already created. So because the Cain UN cannot work, are not doing the right thing, so because they can't actually follow the Messiah, so then he created the Abel UN, who he is actually following, and it's in 2007. And on based on this foundation, he also created the Abel UN, and then later on, the Parents UN. So then centered on the foundation day, through the nation, this is true father created this foundation so that the country of God can be created. So the UN Providence and the nation of the Foster, this is actually how it can be created, substantially. So first we need a territory, yeah? Then we need people. Then we need sovereignty. Then we need the Messiah. And then the Messiah will be able to take care of judiciary, administrative, media, education, finance, and religion. That is actually the ways for the country of God to be created. Now, I'm sure you've understood about the internal and external meaning of God's nation. So from now on, I will speak about what's going to happen on the in 2013 about the wedding of God more deeply. So in God's holy wedding, so of course there are three internal stages, and there are then in also the ceremony, there's also, so of course externally this happens on the 2013 first January 13. And this is true parents of heaven and earth and together with God and God's holy wedding. So God, let me say the three internal things that they have to be able to succeed, and then the external day as well. So internally, in the internal wedding, internally, externally, it's on a date. It's a legal and official day. So of course, legally, it will be proclaimed, and that's the meaning. It'll be proclaimed. So if I explain it even more easily, we, after we were born on this earth, we were born, of course, when we are born, we have a birth certificate in an office, isn't it? We registered in an office, aren't we? So the wedding as well. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 stages that happen. But on that 2013, it will also be legally, it's like we're legally writing down the creation of God's country, God's nation. So proclaiming, sorry. So if we look at the meaning of the holy wedding, let us read together, please. One. Of the internal God, true parents only needed to have a holy wedding with an external meaning and proclaim it. The external holy wedding is possible if only one person between true parents has a physical body. When Foundation Day, coronation, and external holy wedding is celebrated with only one person, based on the foundation of perfecting the internal origin, division, union, action, he has the status of Trinity. The Foundation Day marks the day when blessed family are re-blessed with the status of God's direct children. So go. So what does that mean? So that means internally and externally. Internally, well, there is the formation, growth, and perfection happening. Of course, it already happened. And then on the 2013, it will be the proclamation The only thing that is remaining is the proclamation of this legal wedding, holy wedding. So then, because they already completed internally, true parents, because this holy wedding has already been done, we only need the external one to happen on the 2013. So of course, one of the true parents, even if one person or one physical body is there, then because they have already become a trinity, they've already become one with God, the true Father, because God is one with true Father, God is one with true Mother. They've already become one in the trinity. In 2013, on the 13th of January, everything based on the foundation that of the three blessings that has come before, this will happen. So of course, just with one person, true Mother, the external holy wedding is happening. So and then of course there will be the perfection of internal origin, division, union, action. Even one person is possible. And what does that mean? With true Mother's body, physical body, God enters. True Father also enters her body. And then together so that's why together they become one. So even if true Mother is standing there alone, this will happen on that day, on the 2013, January 13. That's what it means. So on the foundation day, it will, of course, God's holy wedding happens. But then we also get re-blessed as direct children of God. With this kind of status, we get re-blessed. So, our internal holy wedding of God has three stages. Formation, growth, completion. And it already happened, these three stages, you can see. So, of course, God as well, as you can see, it already happened. These three blessings happened. It already completed. So the formation was the holy wedding in 2009. And then the growth stage wedding was in 2010. And that's when God was also involved. And in 2012, on the January 1st, there was a completion stage, holy wedding, together with God. So these three stages, so then of course, because of these three stages, that the three true parents could come down. So I'm sure I will try and explain a bit more. So in 2009, April 19, the first stage, God's holy wedding actually happened as a formation stage. At that time, what was the title? 50th golden anniversary and settlement rally of cosmic parents for the cosmic peace between Cain and Abel. That's how it was called. At that time, if we look at, I was actually working in, I was a national leader in Korea, and I was actually one of the witnessing leaders. And so I went to Cheongjong Palace, and then True Father was doing Hundoke, and at that time, one of the national leaders, Takyoso. Dr. Song. Then of course, it was he true father had done had 49 49 he was the he had had 49 he was the 49th anniversary day yeah of course it was the 49th anniversary at that time that's what we had said then Dr. Sok of course because he was 49th he wanted to make a he brought a small cake he wanted to do a symbolic surprise ceremony so he started getting things ready but then true father came he was so angry he said well you guys don't know about the providence I it's already the 50th golden anniversary why do you say 49 he said oh no but it's 49 father it's not I say it's 50 you have to do 1 year in advance because it's not we have to be able to grow quickly we have to go things have to go faster you don't pray do you and Dr. Sok was like what he had a shock so it was actually 49th but then True Father advanced it for a year so he said because of the providence of restoration is so providence has to go really fast so then he had to explain it that way so in 2009 April 19 after big getting scold after being scolded by father after 3 days they made again a 50th golden anniversary and they started creating the 50th golden anniversary then 3 days later and true father and that day he said to us you guys don't know how important this day is and he said this is actually us God going to the completion stage so then we understood that later so that's what happened so then what did we have to supply so of course what did he supply at that time he created the autobiography the first time and this autobiography so there was a ceremony for that and then for the first time he gave through the whole there was a supply of completion of sorry there was a supply of his autobiography all over the world so that's when it came out the first time so then the ceremony was brought forward by 1 year through using the Gregorian calendar and again Trooper sat on God's throne for the first time and directed the ceremony if we look at it so if we look at there's an offering here then God is there the God's seat chair is there and then True Father's chair is just behind there just behind God and then God and True Father always sat there with True Mother but at that time he sat on the chair of God for the first time that's the such kind of meaning and then in 2000 so of course he completed things a 4-year process he started God's internal holy wedding and completion level in a 4-year process this is the picture at the time this is True Father sitting in God's seat so normally God's seat is right in the front all the time so for the first time they're sitting in the position of God and then they are help they're making God go to, through the completion stage of a blessing a second level of God's holy wedding was in 2010 on the 16th of March at that time it was a God's it was actually True Father's 50th golden wedding anniversary at that time, if we look at it that way. But then at that time, what did he do? He supplied us with the 8th grade manuals and textbooks. You also received it, yeah? Your church has received that. So this he gave us this 8th grade manuals and textbooks, and he said, now I completed the truth. Even if I die, you can use this, because these 8 grade manuals and textbooks are there, the humanity can be saved. So, of course, these 8 grade manuals and textbook were the Holy Scripture of the Unification Church, he said. And what does that mean? Then God, of course, created this world in 6 days, yeah? So this is Almighty God. It's now up to you to decide if you're going to follow the laws or not of God. But of course, you have already come into this realm of knowing the laws that God created, and now it's up to you, and to either complete it or not. So these laws were made by God, but it's basically us trying to go through the scriptures, Holy Scriptures.
조금 틀린 것 같아. 다시 한 번 다시 설명해 주시겠어요? 아니 난 잘못 들었어. 못 들. 아니에요. 아는 건데 제가 잘못 들었어요. 좀 다시 설명해 주시겠어요? 그 법에 대해서.
그러니까 하나님이 6일 동안.
So God created the. So God created the Bob. The God created the law for 3 days, and because He's Almighty God, He said that now everything that I created, whether you follow on.
God can do anything with His own law, right? 하나님 말씀하시는 거죠?
그렇죠.
Yeah. 하나님께서 he can do whatever He wants. He created His law.
He created His law, and He can do whatever He wants. So. So because He created the law, He can decide to follow or not the law. He can do anything with the law. And this God, so after He created the law, if you follow this law, it happens. The Chanaguk happens. So that's why, because He follows the laws Himself, He can become completed God. So of course, in the law, it's basically. And so the law is above God. Law is above God. So of course these 8 Holy Scriptures as well. So of course God that has come into true parents. So and then because God talks through true Father, through His mouth, even though it's true Father talking, it's not true Father's words, it is God's words. It is because God is inside true Father and speaking through true Father. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So this 8th grade textbook are true parents, are God's words. So then of course it's the Holy Scriptures of Unification Church, and it's the tribunal of the Holy Laws actually. So then all of God's internal and internal attributes are included in that book. So God's characteristics are all inside this inside that book, inside those books. That's what it means. So these 8 great textbook manuals have been completed. Hence, fallen humanity simply needs to follow the teachings to walk the path of salvation, even if true Father is not alive on this earth. Because this 8th grade manual textbook exists, you can just follow it. That's what it means. So then, the second holy wedding of God, it's God's internal holy wedding at the completion level stage of growth stage. So then, of course, internally, there are three holy weddings, and this was the second. This is it. This is actually the picture. You can see how it was right big in front, and then it was God's holy wedding, second holy wedding. And the third holy wedding of God was in 2012, January 1st, in Japan. They say it's not on the first. So actually in Japan they thought that everything will happen on this day and not on the 2013. They thought everything was happening in 2012. So we made it happen this way in Japan.
So they thought this was the real day, so they even gave the Hongam.
They gave the donation of the 2013 as well. Instead of 2012, yeah, in Japan. Because they thought it would be, so that's the day. It's already done in Japan. But then it changed. Do you know why? Because God's holy wedding is not only about God, true Father being completed. It's also because we, as blessed family, also have to come back. It has to be registered as a true direct children of God. So then, the true family were not ready. The blessed family, sorry. Because we, blessed families, were not ready. So then externally, we decided we're going to do it in 2013. So then that was we were requested that. And then True Father, so then had already made this internal holy wedding then in this 2012, and it happened that way, but in 2013, it'll be externally. At that time, it was True Father's 93rd holy birthday, True Parents' golden wedding and jubilee year, and True Mother's Gohi. And the event was Chonbuk Festival, and then Halmadan Games and Gwanghwamun Parade. And the members, all the blessed families, was in Seoul. They went to Gwanghwamun, which was actually an older palace, a very old palace. They started walking there, up to Seoul station, and they were making this parade. So then our true parents' birthday was actually openly celebrated before the world. And then the opera of True Parents' Life, it was officially performed. So everyone, even in the outside world, could see that. So then at that time, God's holy wedding at the completion level was the 4 years, because it was completed at that time. And then so internally, there was after we've gone through the three internal blessings, at that time, there was a meaning for that, and the meaning was explained in 2011, and he said, what is this? He said, True Father, I am 93, and True Mother is 70. So then remove all the 23 years of remove the 23 years of True Father, and we have the same age as True Mother, and then so we are True Parents were like reborn as twins, and they marry, and they marry at that age, and be completed. That's what he said is the meaning of that wedding. So then again, it's basically, you know, just Adam and Eve were also like twins. So then again, it's basically couples becoming one as twins. And at that time, this is actually the blessing at that time. That's the last level blessing, which was God's holy wedding. This is actually in Kohamun. The True Father came as Kings of Kings, and they were made so many kinds of events. So these are the. So of course the internal blessing, holy wedding of God, both formation, growth, and perfection has come about. And then with the holy wedding, now that's happening in 2013, would be the external holy wedding, and which will be also just to legalize it. So then this external holy wedding, this great coronation blessing will happen. And then we are getting re-blessed families. And during this foundation day, again, we are restarting as direct children of God before the commandment, before Adam and Eve had got the commandment of fall. So these are the three meanings. If we see these three meanings. So let's look at the external holy wedding, which was in 2013. What will happen in 2019? So externally, it will be God's external holy wedding and coronation ceremony. His first holy wedding. And also for true families, blessed families, it will be us getting re-blessed. So let's explain this together and read it together. One. The holy wedding of internal God through the coronation ceremony. Only the proclamation meaning is left to do. When the coronation ceremony and external holy wedding takes place on Foundation Day, true parents have the status of Trinity based on the foundation of completing the original division action. The external holy wedding and coronation are proclaimed. Foundation Day, Chanukya governance will begin. Foundation Day marks the day when blessed family are blessed with the strength of their children. So of course we have already had the three. We've gone through the three blessings of. Three internal blessings of God. And now again, the last thing that's left is the external one that will happen in 2013, in January 13. Secondly, then the coronation ceremony, an external holy wedding, when they happen, they will be... So of course, it would also show the completion from the formation, growth, and completion of the three blessing, and then True Mother, who actually is one with the true with God and True Father, spiritually and physically, this both will become be one. So spiritual and physical will down at the same time. So then, of course, if a True Father was a leaf. Of course, if True Father was alive, both of them having their physical body, that would be nice. But because he had Songhua, but before Songhua ceremony, because he made this tree substantial blessing internally before, this trinity can happen on this day. And externally, the holy wedding will be the proclamation of foundation of coronation, which means basically God will be able to govern directly. So then again, we will be re-blessed as direct children of God. And that will be on 2013, January 13. So we, as children of God, we have to start a new life on that day as direct children of God. So of course, it doesn't mean we are completed. We're completed or perfected, because we've got our own responsibility. We are just in a position, put in a position where we can start. So the blessed families on that day will be re-blessed and registered as God's children. And this is how it's going to happen, through these three stages. If these three stages had not happened, it would not have come about. So true father meeting true mother in 1960 and having a holy wedding. And then we were children of true parents at that time. We were children of the Messiah. And then later, when they were true parents and they could overcome as true parents, we were children. When they became cosmic parents, we became children of cosmic parents. That's the situation, that's the position we were in. Then finally, the last level is as true parents, once they have become victorious as true parents, and then they've become one with God, and God is live in their body, and this kind of time is happening where God can have direct dominion of the earth. We are being registered thanks to the victories of our true parents. We are registered as direct children of God. So then, of course, don't think about it difficult. Don't think it's complicated. Just think, if I speak about it simply, in other words, so it's, if Adam and Eve had not fallen, Adam and Eve would have just been completed. They would have become true parents. And then Adam and Eve becoming perfected true parents, because they're one with this God who has no sin at all. Of course, God can have direct dominion with them. One, they become one. Then the one with each of them, and then they become true parents. Of course, God would have been completed at that stage. And then, but because the humanity fell, this situation could not happen. And then, of course, True Father came in the earth, the Messiah, and then walked through the different stages victoriously. And because of his victories on the different stages, our situation changed. And then for the first time, true parents could be able to complete themselves to the position of Adam and Eve before the fall, and they've become true parents in that position as well. And then we can get into the position of children of God. So Adam and Eve, so it's just like Adam and Eve, if they had not fallen, but completed, but being completed at that. So we have come to that kind of level. That's actually the form, the situation, the idea. So if I have to speak about the whole history and I just keep speaking like that without giving you this picture in mind, it's difficult, yeah? So I hope you can just try and remember the last conclusion I've just done. So of course Adam and Eve without the fall, they become one as true parents, and then they completed because God lives with them. And asked if they had completed and God lives with them, they would have been completed together with one in Trinity with God, and then we are on reborn as children under this union. Do you understand? So we blessed families. We were children of true parents. Then we were children of the cosmic parents, and now we will become direct children of God. This is the situation. So in the different stages of the blessing, in 1960 there was no registration at the church level. In 2000 then there was a registration at national level. Then in 2000 and from 2009 to 2013, there was a world registration level. And then in 2009 to 2012, there was registration of cosmic level, and that was, it means even the spiritual world as well were also being registered. So then now the foundation day is we cannot be registered as God's direct children because of all this foundation. I will finish here. Let's have the rest and then continue.
Och sen kom på scenen, nej, det var inte hans aftershave eller parfym, utan det var hans kroppsdoft.